Welcome to this audio introduction to Fair Play by Ella Head. It has been directed by Monique Tuco. The audio-described performance will be on Saturday, the 15th of January. There will be a touch tour at 1:30 p.m. The short pre-show notes will begin at 2:20 and the performance itself at 2:30 p.m. The performance lasts for approximately 90 minutes and there is no interval. The describer will be me, Di Langford. The play has been described as an exploration of the underside of women's athletics. The Bush Theatre website introduces the production as follows. The clocks are set. The line is drawn. They've got a chance to be champions. But at what cost? When Anne joins Sophie's running club, she's thrown into a world of regimented training and pure focus. The two girls couldn't be more different. But soon their shared passion makes them inseparable, dreaming of lanes and lap times, waking up picturing Olympic medals, each day stronger and faster. But set head to head in the run-up to the World Championships, they find themselves and their friendship put to the ultimate test, as their relationships, their bodies, and their very identities are pulled into public scrutiny, does being exceptional come at too high a price? The acting area is on floor level, with the audience on four sides. The red floor resembles part of a running track, with eight lanes laid out. The majority of the scenes happen during practice and training sessions. When a race is taking place, the runners' times are shown by flickering electronic numbers projected onto two of the lanes on the ground. Diagonally across, in two opposite corners, there are two sets of identical horizontal and vertical climbing bars, each with a ladder up the side, as in a children's playground. These are sometimes used to indicate doorways. As the play begins, the two girls are training on the track. They are both in their late teens. Anne is of Nigerian descent and the younger of the two. She's tall and slim, with brown skin, very long legs, and short braided black hair fastened back into two bunches. She wears a grey top with very long sleeves, with a hole for her thumb close to the wrist, and close-fitting pale blue shorts. A small gold cross on a chain hangs around her neck. Her white running shoes sport the familiar Tick logo of the Nike brand. The second athlete, Sophie, is white, with blue eyes and a fair complexion, and she wears her blonde hair in two slim plaits. She's slightly older than Anne, shorter and more stocky, but equally as fit. She has close-fitting turquoise shorts, and her white singlet and running shoes are marked with the Adidas logo. Both girls are lithe and athletic, their bodies well-honed. Of the two, Sophie seems more confident, but Anne becomes more sure of herself as their relationship grows. The action begins on the running track and moves to sometimes unspecified locations. Please be aware that the dialogue and action are extremely fast, and the scenes are very short. A bell or a starting pistol indicates that a new scene is beginning. As the action begins, the two girls come in carrying bags. They drop them and start to limber up, stretching and jumping, keeping on the move. They take their marks, waiting for the starting pistol. Cast and production credits. Anne is played by Nick King, and Sophie by Charlotte Beaumont. Set and costume design by Naomi Dawson. Lighting design by Matt Haskins. Sound design and music by Giles Thomas. Movement direction by Joseph Tunga. The play was directed by Monique Tuco. That is the end of the introduction.